Paul, called to be an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, and our brother Sosthenes, to the church of God in Corinth, to those sanctified in Christ Jesus and called to be his holy people, together with all those everywhere who call on the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, their Lord and ours. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. So basically, this week, the next one and the last one, I'll be discussing the church, what the church is all about, or it's called to be. And basically, there will be different perspectives. So I only take a wee bit today, and the other bit the next, and the other bit, hoping that we can learn something. Our theme, if you have noticed with Stuart, has been marks of a church. But this was born when we were having our conversation at where our congregation is. The time we have joined Dandilo Parish, we have found that the church is trying to discern where God is taking them. And we thought, probably, let's try the basics, the marks of a church. But in my own ways, I said I'll not start with the marks of a church. Let me begin first with the conversation that we did in February, the cafe-style church, so that we can find our rhythm as we discuss our stories in Christ. Of course, it was 4 weeks. But basically, understanding the church is something that I said before I continue with the marks. Let me try to just throw at the congregation a wee bits of the understanding of the church before we talk about the marks of the church. And that is how I came up with this understanding of the church. The next time I'll be talking about the marks, the next time I'm here. And basically, I'll be doing this using different stories of the Bible. For example, in today's story, I'm using the Apostle Paul, his letter to the church in Corinth. And basically, I've only picked few verses, and it should have been Pierce who was asking me, is this where it ends? Because at least the reading must be a bit longer. But I said it will be just this, because I just wanted us to just look at the bits, because it explains a great thing of what the book of Corinthians is all about. Paul is trying to already give a summary of whatever responses he will give to the questions that they gave him. The letter to the Corinthians was written as a response to the questions that Paul had received, but also there were people who had visited him. They had chat about the church which he had helped to set up, but now he was in Ephesus, I believe. And there were questions about the divisions in the church, questions about immorality in the church, and many other issues. And Paul, just in the first 3 verses, I presuppose, I give my own theory that he answers all their questions, that after we have discussed everything, he wanted the church at Corinth to understand that they were the church of God. challenges will be there. And one of the ways to sort out whatever issues that they were raising is that they should remember that they were a church of God and they were called to a certain life. And he responds in these bits. In three, he uses different words to answer their question or to start his letter. And he addressed it by using three different ways. Paul tried to address those challenges by reminding them that they were a church. I've confused myself because I've spoken much and the PowerPoint is, I was ahead of the PowerPoint. I quote this scripture of Paul in the letter to Timothy. Paul, in his mind, even as he's writing to the Corinthians, he has this in mind, that nevertheless, God's solid foundation stands firm, sealed with the inscription, "The Lord knows those who are his, and everyone who confesses the name of the Lord must turn away from their wickedness." Paul's analogy in talking to the Corinthian church, he uses four different phrases, but they are related. They are closely related. Just to explain the relationship which the Corinthians had with God in Jesus Christ. And I pray that we may also be reminded our place in relation to Jesus as members of a church. From verses, just in verse 2, because verses 1, Paul introduces himself as an apostle. In verses 2, Paul is speaking to this, and verses 3, that you, the church at Corinth, he says, you are the church of God, and you are sanctified in Christ Jesus. You are called to be a holy people, and you must always remember that God was not only at work in you alone, but you are connected to the rest of the Christians, wherever they may be. Number one, the church of God. Paul was a Pharisee, and as a Pharisee, he was an academician, and he was aware what the church meant in those times. So in the times of Paul, the word which was translated to church, the ecclesia in English, was used basically by the Greeks to mean an assembly of the Greeks in Athens. Their assembly to debate was what the word that is used for church. But in the religious circles, in the church, it meant that the word church was those who were called out by God from wherever they were. To be a church was that you were called from wherever, from different families, from different tribes, from different races. You are called to be God's people. Therefore, what Paul was trying to explain to the church in Corinth was that the Corinthian church, or the people in Corinth, they were a special people of God. As Jesus said in the gospel, that as children of God, we are in the world, but not of the world. The second thing I said Paul was saying is he tells the church at Corinth that you are sanctified in Christ. To be sanctified basically means to be set apart in Jesus. They were called to be a church, but they were also set apart for God's use.
They were set apart to God. They were not to do what they wanted. They did not stand for whoever they believed in. They were set apart for God. This means that they were consecrated, the other word, to reflect the life of God in Corinth. Each church, each believer, wherever we are found, we are consecrated to reflect the life of God where we are. We are supposed to be the light of God. If God wants to bless someone, if God wants to make someone happy, it's us, the members of a church, that God would use to do that. And Paul wanted the Corinthians to be aware of that, that even amidst the divisions and whatever you are going through, you must remember that you are a special people, set apart to be the light of the world. The third aspect is that the church was called to be a holy people. They were not like anyone else. Because they were cut out from common use. To be holy is to be cut out from common use. He was emphasizing that you are not to behave. You are not to do things the way anyone else do. You are a special people of God. Your actions must show the love of God. They were separated for God's use and therefore to be an example of what would Jesus do in a particular situation. If we find ourselves, we have the poor amongst us in Dundee, what does it mean to be a church? Is it like to be like anyone else who says, I don't care, that's their business? Paul was reminding the church in Corinth that what would Jesus do when he sees the poor? You, as a church, were separated to reflect the life of God. You are to meet people in their need, at their point of need. Even if it's a smile, that is one of the things you are called to do. You know, the world today is grappling with a lot of issues, wars. You can name a lot of challenges, and people are confused with a lot of things. People are worried about a lot of things. And today, and this time with spring, you know, with the sun coming out, certain people are a bit relieved because they know their heating bills will at least reduce. What does it mean to be a church in these circumstances? The implication is that as a church, we should always be on the side of the weak. We should stand to reflect the life of God in our community. When the community has refused to be there for people, we should be there for people. Paul was reminding the Corinthians that you are busy with too many things. You are trying to look at who is supposed to be the leader, who is special than the other. But you are called to be a holy people. A holy people to mean that you are supposed to reflect the life of Jesus. You are cut off from common use. The fourth thing that I said, Paul tells the Corinthian church that God is not only at work in you or amongst you only, God's work is also happening out there, somewhere else. You cannot be a church that only thinks it's only us who are a church. No, because God, the Holy Spirit, is at work in different places. And we must always be able to discern how is God working so that we can, how is God working in different places so that we can collaborate, even with the churches within our community, in Dundee, for example. We cannot do the work of God effectively if we only think it's only us who knows God and how to be a church. Paul said that even those who call upon the name of the Lord from there and here, they also call upon Jesus, who is their Lord and is also our Lord. He was talking about the unity of a church. And I love this, because this is why I'm standing here, because of that belief that God is not only at work in Scotland, God is also at work in Zambia. And that's why Peter is standing before you, because the Church of Scotland recognizes that God is at work everywhere. And the Church of Scotland has ministers from all over the globe, because God is at work in different places. So there are certain works of the church that we must collaborate with others. And you'll be surprised that sometimes God is even at work in other faiths. In the past, we are Christian only, we will not collaborate with the Muslim, we will not collaborate with Hindus, you know, but God is God. We are human beings. We are limited, but God is God. I know here you don't have this conversation, but in Zambia there are conversations where you tell each other, no, those will not go to heaven, only these will go to heaven. I say, no, it's not your grandfather's place, heaven. God is the owner. And he, in his wisdom, he knows what he's doing. And there are certain works that God is doing amongst other faiths. And the only thing we can do, what we don't understand, we leave them. But we have to collaborate for common. If it's to feed the poor, we can work together with everyone else. If it's to care for the environment, we work together to advance God's kingdom. God is at work in different places. And we should look out for some partners within and far to make sure God's work is being done. Paul, he believed, I was drawn to go up to verses 9 in my speaking, you know, Paul was sure that the church at Corinth was equipped with everything that it needed. Verses 9, he says, you have every blessing that is needed is there, you have. And this is my message, that as a church, us, as the church, the people of God, God has blessed us already. There are people amongst us with different giftings. There are certain people there are certain things that you can do better than I can do. And I have to give you space to exercise your gifts. Because the church is equipped. This one, I have to ask for forgiveness in advance. And that's a good thing about being a minister. You can ask for forgiveness in advance and say what you want, and the rest, after the service, you can discuss. that you say, oh, I ask for forgiveness. In Zambia, we would say, so I said I ask for forgiveness because I'm going to be a Zambian in saying these words. That if you are not doing anything in the church, then you have missed the point of being a believer. Because you, God has given you an ability. Each one of us has an ability. Each one of us, God has shared what to do, what to contribute in the church of God. And I love it here because most of us do something. You know, there are those who volunteer tea, you know, music, you know, parish nursing, connections, cafe. Some of you contribute in just smiling, you know, just a smile, you know. Different things. Each one of us, the church is equipped. You are a blessing. We are a blessing to each other. As a church, we are a blessing to our community. It is my prayer that as a special people of God, we realize that we are for special purposes to manifest the life of God in the world. You might not understand the perspective that I'm taking, but it will catch up in the weeks to come. Paul reminded the people at Corinth that they were to grow into a people who would inspire their generation. That is to care for one another, but also to be patient with each other. We should think about this. What does it mean to be a church today? Is it to come on Sunday and pray and sing and go home? I was shocked when I was doing my familiarization in Alvin Main Street that I went to certain doors to do some visits and people would not open the doors. Some of them, I saw them that they were there. And the door is open. Then they run. Then when we were at the cake session discussing about the pastoral care, then I was told that some people don't like taking church things at home. Church remains at church. We discuss about church at church, not at home. That's it. Oh. What does it mean to be a church today? Is it only to come here on a Sunday? When we go to our various places, we continue with our business. Remember, we are saved to save. To save our community and each other. We are called to help the poor as a church, to support the weak, to be patient with those who struggle, and let people know that there is still room for them. I think that is what Jesus came to do. I think that is what Jesus was busy with.